USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tourists are getting out of the Bahamas ahead of Hurricane Dorian. Ed Fields from Atlantis Paradise Island Resort says while he does not expect to be directly hit by the hurricane, he is concerned for the other islands and says visitors from other islands need to be cleared out.
Government of the Bahamas has put any evacuation orders for people in the northern part of Abaco and parts of Grand Bahama.
At least two people are dead in a random shooting in West Texas. The murders took place in the Midland, Odessa, Texas area just off Interstate 20 and Highway 191. CBS 7 in Odessa is reporting that three law enforcement officers were shot by the suspect. The shooter is also dead. David Turner, mayor of Odessa, Texas, says,
I'm sure a lot of citizens are very concerned and still in their house. And I would encourage all the citizens to stay put in place until law enforcement gives the okay.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A 15% tariff is set to go into effect on billions of Chinese imports Sunday, a consequence of the ongoing U.S. trade war. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reminds us,
if you surrender to China's cheating, it will devastate our economy and the world economy over time. So the price to standing up to China, I think, is a lot less than just giving in to China. The tariffs are a tool. Nobody likes it as policy. But I don't see how you make China change their behavior until there's a consequence to what they're doing. That's why we have the tariffs.
Graham was speaking there on Fox News. Several big retailers and suppliers have stocked up on goods in advance of the tariffs. Sky watchers in parts of the northern United States could be treated to a natural light show this Labor Day weekend. Forecasters say the northern lights might be visible from the northern plains to New England. The best times for a clear view will be just the hours before and after midnight. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Commissioners in Nevada's rural Lincoln County have voted to pre-sign an emergency declaration ahead of the Storm Area 51 raid event. So far, that's drawn 2 million RSVPs on Facebook. Lincoln County, Nevada Commissioner Varlin Higby tells the Wells Report host John David Wells why his county decided it was time to declare a state of emergency.
Well, The declaration is a preemptive thing. Our resources here in the county, we're a county of 5,000 people, a little over 5,000 people, and our tax base don't support the kind of resources necessary to provide for 300,000, even 15,000 people distressed. Our EMS system, emergency management system, our sheriff's department, and our waste facilities, solid waste, and otherwise, we don't have that kind of infrastructure to handle it. So it's all going to have to be pulled in from somewhere else, and that costs lots of dollars, big bucks. When it gets down to our next meeting on the 3rd, we'll have a lot more logistics in place. We'll have a better idea of how many people are actually coming, and so we'll have a better idea of what we need to apply for, what resources we're going to have to cover the cost for. And that's what that declaration is all about. The state will help us cover those costs.
Nye County in Nevada also pre-signed an emergency declaration earlier this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.